Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
It will be Green County Tech's basketball to start this second quarter. Both teams getting some last-second instructions from their coaches. I tell you, Josh Fulcher, I'm sure, had a lot to say down in that locker room at halftime. They didn't come out till about a minute left of the break on the clock. So we're ready to get back underway. Green County Tech will be inbounding it as they move right to left in the second half. Jake Bowen will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Throws in to Jared Nolan. We're back underway. Mount Holloman, a half-court man-to-man defense. Nolan throws over on the right side to Morris. Morris is going to drill down it towards the lane, and he's going to draw a little contact. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his second personal foul. That's team foul number one against Mount Holloman here in the second half. We are 8 seconds into this period. Again, a 19-point advantage for the Golden Eagles. Kyler Morris will inbound the ball on the baseline, gets into Noel in the right corner. He quickly puts up the jumper, misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Luke Proctor. Gilbert into the front court. Tech once again in a full court man. Gilbert drills to the right corner. Now he's being triple teamed. Finds McGee in the on the left wing. Down to Jones in the corner. His three-pointer will not go. And the rebound comes to Wilkerson, and back quickly come the Golden Eagles. Here's Noel dribbling in the left wing. He's going down into the lane. Foul lost the ball, but gets out to Wilkerson on the wing. Up top to Bolin. Back over to Noel. Now Wilkerson has it on the left side. Up top to Noel. Over to Bolin on the right. Bolin's going to drill down to the lane. Now kicks out to Morris in the left corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Kyler Morris with 8 points on the night, and it's a 22-point lead now for the Golden Eagles as we are a little less than a minute into the second half. Here is Proctor with the ball, drilling down into the paint, now kicks it up top to McGee. Now Matusiak has it between the circles. He drills to the left side, gives it there to Proctor, up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down to the lane, now kicks out to McGee in the right corner. He puts up the three-pointer. Good. That's Jake McGee's first field goal tonight. He now has 5 points. 42-23, Tech leading at 6:40 left in the third quarter. Morris drills down onto the low block. Now kicks it, tries to throw it up top to Bolin. Ball is knocked away by Proctor. Good defense by Proctor. Bolin is able to chase it down. Won't be a backcourt violation since Mountain did touch it last. Here is Morris with the ball up top now. Now Morris is going to drill down into lane. He's going to pull up for the running jumper. Will not go. Rebound controlled by McGee. He throws it to Gilbert, who's quickly back the other way. Gilbert dribbles at the right elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 10 points. And, boy, Jeff Gill probably not happy with what he's seen the last couple of sequences. So he wants a timeout. We'll break with 6:09. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Green County Tech leading Mountain Home 42-25. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and are specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tech calling their first time out of the night with 6:09. Let's play in the third quarter. They lead Mountain Home 42-25. Jake Bolin inbounds the ball on the near sideline, gets into Kyler Morris. We're back underway. Morris dribbles to the right wing. Now going down towards the lane. Now kicks up top to Wilkerson. Now Bolin has it. Throws over to Noel on the left side. He drills up to the top, gives it to Wilkerson on the right. Up top to Morris. Morris will find Burnett in the left corner. His three-pointer rolls around, will not go. The rebound's chased down by Noel. And Green County Tech will set back up. Here's Morris finding Burnett in the lane. His jumper is knocked away, and the Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. And now Jake McGee is called for the travel, and they just give it right back. That is Mountain Home's fifth turnover of the night with 5:41 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with five turnovers, Tech with two. Here is Morris into the front court. Morris will find a cutting Jared Knoll going into the lane for the layup. Good. Well, that was a good find by Kyler Morris to find Jared Knoll going down into the lane. And he threaded the needle to get him that pass. Here is Jones back the other way. He's going into the lane for the layup. His shot is knocked away. He draws contact. And so two shots coming up for Matt Jones with 5:15 left to play in the third quarter. Not sure who they call that foul on. Matt Jones' first free throw is up and no good. The foul's on Cash Burnett. That's his third personal foul. Team foul number one against the Golden Eagles. Burnett's going to take a seat as he's replaced by George Smith. Jones' second free throw is up and good. He gets one of two. He now has 9 points. 44-26. Tech leading it. A little over 5 minutes left in this third quarter. Here's Smith throwing it over to Morris. Up top to Wilkerson. Wilkerson's going down towards the low block. Now kicks out to Knoll on the left wing. He drills to the corner. Finds Wilkerson on the wing. Up top to Morris. Now over to Bowen on the right. Gives it down to Smith. Now over to Morris on the left wing. He's going to drill to the lane. Pull up for the jumper. Good. Kyler Morris now double figures with 10 points. 46-26. Golden Eagles leading at 4:40 left in the third quarter. Here is Proctor drilling down into the lane, going in for the leaning jumper off the glass and in. Good job by Luke Proctor to make sure he get that basket. 46-28. Back quickly comes Green County Tech. Here is Bolin drilling down into the lane, finding a cutting Kyler Morris for the easy layup. Good. Kyler Morris with 12 points. 48-28. Tech leading it. 4:19 left in the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court, drills to the right side, gives it there to McGee. McGee will give it right back to Gilbert. Now Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the layup. Shot was blocked by Smith. They're going to call a push-off, though, and so Wyatt Gilbert's going to head to the free throw line with 4:07 left in the third period. George Smith picks up his first personal foul. That's the second team foul against the Golden Eagles here in the second half. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 12 points so far this evening. First shot is up and good. So one more free throw coming up for Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert's second free throw is up and he gets both. Wyatt Gilbert with 14 points. 48-30, Golden Eagles leading. A little over 4 minutes left of the third quarter. Morris throws it over to Bowen on the left side. He's going to quickly put up the three. No good. Long rebound chased down by Wilkerson in the right corner. Now he's going to drill to the elbow. Throws it near the top to Bowen. And they're going to reset the offense. Now Wilkerson has it. Throws over to Morris on the right side. He's going to pull up for the long three. In and out. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McGee. And back come the Bombers. Gilbert with it. He'll walk it into the front court. Now dribbles to the right elbow. Kicks out to Proctor on the wing. Proctor throws it up top to McGee. Over to Ellison on the left. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down toward the lane. Now he's going to put up the leaning, almost like a long distance lay-in. He gets it, and Mount Tom quickly calls timeout. We'll break with about 2:37 left, I think, in the first half, third quarter. Green County Tech leads Mountain Home 48-32. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Well, Mountain Homes play considerably better in this third quarter, but Tech is not letting up either. Right now they're leading 48-32. I was mistaken on the time. It was actually 3:27 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Wilkerson walk the ball into the front court for the Golden Eagles. Throws it to Bowen over on the left side to Knoll, down to Smith in the corner, up top to Wilkerson. Wilkerson tries to throw it to Smith. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Luke Proctor, and back comes Mountain Home. Proctor dribbles into the front court over on the right wing, now gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert will drill to the left side, up top to Ellison. Ellison gives it to McGee on the left. McGee is going to give it to Jones on the wing. Jones going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. It will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Bolin, and back come the Golden Eagles. 2:48 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Morris with the ball on the right side. Mounts home once again in the man-to-man. Now ball, I'm sorry, actually it's a 2-3 zone. I take that back. Here is Wilkerson throwing over to Noel on the left wing. Back to Wilkerson in the corner. Now he's going to dribble out to the wing. Now dribble between the circles. Over on the right side to Morris, down to Bolin. Now Smith just outside the lane. Now kicks up top to Wilkerson. Wilkerson throws to Bolin on the left. Cross court over to Morris on the right wing. Up top to Noel. Over to Wilkerson on the left side. Down in the corner to Smith. Now he finds Morris cross court for the three-pointer. Will not go. And Matt Jones gets the rebound. Gilbert quickly back the other way. And he's going in for the layup. A tough layup by Wyatt Gilbert. And he gets it off the glass and in. But 48-34, back quickly comes Green County Tech. Knowles being double-teamed, throws it to Wilkerson. And he will give it to Jake Bolin. But Smith is called for the travel, and that will be Green County Tech's fourth turnover of the night. Benji Goodness checking back in for Green County Tech as Hunter Wilkerson takes a seat. 1:53 left to play in the third quarter. It is the Golden Eagles leading 48-34. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. Once again, a full-court man-to-man for Green County Tech. Gilbert walks the ball across the timeline with Noel right there on him. Throws in the right corner to Ellison. Down to Jones on the low block. Jones will kick out to McGee on the left wing. His three-pointer will not go. Rebound controlled by Proctor. He puts it back up. His shot was partially blocked, but he goes back up with it and gets it off the glass and in. Boy, good job by Luke Proctor. Make sure he kept fighting for that layup. 48-36, and it's down to a 12-point game now. Here is Morris with it on the top, throws it to Noel. Now down to Smith, kicks out to Goodman in the left corner. His three-pointer, no good, and the rebound. Oh, tough break. Matt Jones would bounce to him, but he just mishandles it, and it goes off his fingertips out of bounds. So Green County Tech will inbound it under their basket with 1:13 left to play in the third quarter as they lead by a dozen. Ball goes into Morris in the left corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer, good. Boy, I guess Morris, I don't know if he just gave a little shove there, but he was able to get some distance between him and Gilbert. Gilbert actually lost his footing. Here's Gilbert into the toward the free throw line. 54 seconds left to play in this third quarter. It's a 14-point lead for the Golden Eagles. 50-36 our score. Gilbert dribbling near the half-court line. He's going to have to figure out what to do with it, or he's going to be called for 5 seconds. He finally gets it to Ellison near the corner. Down to Jones on the low block. Jones looking to make a move for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Matt Jones will go to the line for the old-fashioned three for the second time tonight with 33.9 seconds left to play in this third quarter. That's the third team foul against Tech, and I'm not sure they call that on. Matt Jones does get the free throw. And it's 50-37, Tech leading it with 24 seconds left. Okay, so they call that foul on Benji Goodman. That's his second personal foul. Third team foul against the Golden Eagles. And Tech's content hold for the last shot of the period. It's actually 50-38. I'll have to make sure that's correct. Here is Morris with it, throws it to Goodman, over to Noel, back to Goodman, up top to Morris. He's going to try for the three-pointer, and he gets it. Kyler Morris with another three-pointer, and that's the way this third quarter is going to end, with Tech going up by 15. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Green County Tech leading Mountain Home 53-38. We'll start the final quarter in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Right now, the Home Depot is home of smart home gifts for smart home gift givers, like the Google Nest Video Doorbell, the Google Nest Hub, or Google Nest Mini in both charcoal and chalk. Plus, right now, get free 2-day shipping on any smart home gift purchases over $45. The top names in smart home at the best name in home improvement. That's smart gift giving. Improved. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details.